But guess what? We have him in the flesh today, so we don't need to do that. So Dr. Talbot, for those of you that don't know, is truly an amazing guy. Not only is he an incredible scientist, he's been an author, he's written multiple books. You can see his resume on the website if you're interested, but he is a wealth of knowledge, but he also practices what he preaches. And he is the fittest CEO in the country. Dr. Talbot was just up in Vermont. Is that where it was at?
Right.
They had the fittest CEO competition, which was looked like a pretty intense, grueling course. And he came out on top, number one. So we have the number one fittest chief science officer, CEO in the country, to share with us why he's so excited about the science of this company and where things are going. So please give it up for Dr. Sean Talbot.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody. Look at all this cool technology. They've got webcams going. I can change my slides from this little thing. This is fantastic. Thanks for coming. I know that I'm sorry that there's so many people standing in back, but that's a good problem to have, that we're busting out of the seams of this room. That's great. So I appreciate you guys rolling out the winter for me too. On my first time I'm visiting South Dakota. So thanks very much. I might be back sometime. So I'm just going to jump right into it. What I want to do tonight is I'm certainly going to talk about all of our different products. I want to dive into some of the data behind Protandim and behind True Science and behind our newest product, Axio. But I want to also kind of step back a little bit and give you guys a perspective for why we're in each of those categories and where we're going in the future with our product development pipeline. Because our pipeline is stuffed, basically, with products that are going to be coming out over the next couple of years. So I want to give you a perspective for where we're going and why we've got good, exciting stuff now, but even more exciting stuff coming. Okay, so do I just swipe this to make it? Wow, fancy. So a common theme. Wait, before I start, I'm recording this, and I'm going to post this audio file and these slides on my website probably by tomorrow morning. So if there are people here who you invited and they couldn't make it for whatever reason, you'll be able to share the information. If you have these things, I know at a lot of LifeVantage events, it's discouraged that you record things. But you're recording something. I think everybody should, if you want to record it, right? And use it for your own education. I'm perfectly fine with that. So a common theme throughout everything I'm going to talk about tonight is this concept of balance. You just saw that primetime video, so I don't have to go into the details so much about free radicals and antioxidants and oxidative stress and damage to the cells and things like that. I will talk a little bit about that, but you've already heard that definition. And that comes back to this balance idea. People will very often, when I talk about nutrition or physiology or health, they want to know what they can do for their disease. You know, what can I do for my, and they fill in the blank with some chronic condition. And I like to step back from that and say, you know, let's reframe that a little bit. Let's not talk about a condition. Let's talk about your body being out of balance. Because the kind of work that I do is all about looking at some aspect of biochemistry, seeing if you're balanced or not balanced, and then trying to restore balance to help you feel better or perform better. It all comes back to this concept. So you might hear me say throughout the next 45 minutes or so that biochemistry drives behavior. The reason that I like to study biochemistry isn't just because I'm a nerd and it's cool, but because the reason we feel a particular way in our body and in our mind, the reason we feel energetic or fatigued, or the reason we feel happy or sad, or have good mental clarity or brain fog, or whatever, those feelings in our body are driven by some aspect of biochemistry. We have too many free radicals and not enough antioxidant protection. We have too many of inflammatory cytokines and not enough of the anti-inflammatory type. We have too much of stress hormone exposure and not enough of relaxation kinds of chemicals. So there's all kinds of ways that we can measure biochemistry and link it back to psychology, biochemistry driving behavior. And so if you're out of balance, you're not going to to feel as good as you possibly could, or look as good, or perform as well. But if we can get you back into balance, that's where the magic kind of happens. And it's not magic at all, it's science, and we can do it pretty reproducibly. So if we think for a little bit about what sets us out of balance, what are some of the things that cause stress in our bodies to induce an imbalanced state, these are some of them. I'm not going to go through all the little bullet points, but there's a lot of them, right? And if you think about this, they're everywhere. They're inside us. They're around us. They're unavoidable. So if this is the world that we live in, we really have to try to do something to get ourselves either out of that stressful situation or live in that stressful situation and still be able to maintain our balance, right? So you've probably seen people like me get up in front of a room and say, you know what you guys need to do? You need to eat 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, and you need to avoid stress, and you need to get 8 hours of sleep every night, and you need to, and I can already see people starting to roll their eyes, and you need to be physically active on more days of the week than not, and, right? You've heard that before, right? Yeah, we hear that kind of stuff all the time, and it's hard to do. I want you to do all those kinds of things, but I also think that the difference between our ability to do those things, think we need to do those things, and actually do those things is where supplements fit in. Supplements can help us to rebalance a lot of these kinds of things in the face of the stressful world that we live in. So if you look at that list, emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress, etc., what do you think is the most prevalent of all the stressors up there? What's the one that affects most people most of the time?
Children.
Your children. I'm right there with you. My 16-year-old daughter got her driver's license today. So, holy moly. Pray for me. I don't want to go to that one yet, but the one up there that affects most people most of the time is a particular kind of an emotional stress. It's bills, it's financial stress, right? It's always there. It's always in the back of our mind. And you'll notice that, you know, none of these stressors are what you would call life-threatening stressors, right? There's no Hurricane Katrina up there. There's no tornado. There's no volcano erupting, right? These are all low-grade, chronic stressors that are always there, chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. That's what oxidative stress is. So when I use the word stress, I use it kind of globally. When I say stress, I mean the stress of sitting in traffic. I mean the stress of worrying about paying your bills, the stress of family issues and relationships, but also the stress of not eating a proper diet, the stress of not getting enough sleep. How many people in here would you say get less than 8 hours of sleep on a regular basis? Yeah, probably 80% of the hands just went up. So the difference between getting 8, which is sort of the average of what most of us need, and 6, which is the national average right now, that person with 6, we call them a short sleeper, they have an overexposure to cortisol by about 50%, the body's primary stress hormone, which breaks the body down in some important ways. If you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, if you're eating too many processed foods, you have an oxidative stress in your body. If you're eating lots of refined carbohydrates, you probably have an inflammatory stress in the body. So all these sources of stress are cellular stress or biochemical stress, and they lead us to have problems in our body. And if this is the world that we live in, right? If this is our diet sometimes, French fries and a Coke, if this is the air that we breathe, the stress that we have around us, we have to do everything that we can. So we should try to eat a good diet, and we should try to be physically active, we should try to get that 8 hours, and we should reduce our stress, but we should also use supplements to fill that gap, right? Use every tool that we have available to us, because look at what we're up against. And, you know, when I started getting into this area, My background, my PhD is in nutritional biochemistry, so this is what I'm trained in. But when we're looking for modalities, things that we can use to restore balance in somebody, a lot of those ideas actually come from traditional medical systems. They come from ancient Greek medicine, which has a history of 2,000 or 3,000 years. We come from traditional Chinese medicine, which has a longer history, 3,000 to 4,000 years. Ayurveda, in traditional Indian medicine, is even longer, 5,000 or 6,000 years. And so I have colleagues that specialize in those areas, and I'd say to them, well, what do you guys have that you would use 3,000 years years ago to treat stress. And they'd go, we didn't have a word for that 3,000 years ago, right? We didn't have that. We didn't have stress. We didn't know about oxidation. We didn't know about inflammatory cytokines, right? So there was nothing to treat that. What they were treating was, in TCM, they would treat a deficiency of the qi. Do you guys ever heard of that before? What's qi? Energy is a good way to describe it. Yeah, energy or vitality or life force. When you are out of balance, they knew 3,000 years ago that you didn't do as well. Your health was poor, your energy was poor, your mood was poor. You weren't thriving for whatever reason. And they would use herbs and fruit extracts and stems and roots and all that kind of stuff to restore that balance. So I'll joke with my TCM colleagues sometimes, we'll do studies on this root, that stem, that leaf, and I'll go back to them and I'll say, hey, look, those things that you recommended, it actually worked. We measured this. We measured oxidative stress, or we measured cortisol, or we measured blood sugar, whatever, and these people felt better. They did better on whatever the psychological parameter was. And they'll look at me and they'll go, well, duh, we wouldn't use it for 3,000 years if it didn't work, right? That's the beauty of these traditional systems, is that they had thousands of years of literally a trial and error kind of a scenario where they used it, and if it didn't work, they got rid of it. And if it worked, they used it some more, and they used it some more, and that's what has sort of survived. So now with Western techniques, we're able to apply biochemistry and reproducible psychology to actually quantify some of these things that have been used historically for thousands of years. And every culture has a word for it. So vigor is what I measure in my psychology studies, right? It's a quantifiable, reproducible kind of a psychological outcome. Some people might just call it energy. In TCM, it's that word up there that says QI. It's pronounced qi. But in Western language, we might call it motivation. We might call it flow, a psychological state where you're just sort of in that zone and you're firing on all cylinders. So it's a very... It's a very reproducible thing across cultures around the world throughout all of history. People want this kind of stuff. And here's a definition of vigor. When we measure it in our psychology studies, we'll measure some aspect of biochemistry, we'll correlate it to an indication of vigor, and this is what we're measuring. When you have vigor, you have high levels of physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being. All at once. It's a very unique kind of energy. Does anyone know what the opposite of vigor is?
Anti-vigor.
Non-vigor. Un-vigor. It's a word you've heard before.
Fatigue.
Fatigue is a piece of it. Burnout. Have you heard that word before? So most people don't know that's a psychology research term. If your vigor is low, your burnout is high, and so we can measure either side of that dichotomy. For whatever reason, vigor hasn't become a vocabulary word, right? People will say burned out, and you can read about that, but people don't say vigor, probably because it sounds like kind of an old-fashioned word. When we study vigor, these are some of the things that go into a discussion of it. And you can see biochemical balance, inflammation, oxidation. You can see some of the things that we study when we look at vigor. But whenever I start a discussion of that, I like to ask people this kind of a question. What energy means to them? Because people aren't going to say vigor. They're not going to, sometimes they don't even say burnout. They'll just kind of describe things in their own way. And I've been doing this kind of work for at least the last decade, looking at what drives people to have a lack of energy and how can we get it back. So one of the things that I found curious is that when you look at the underlying source of why somebody doesn't have energy, what do you think some of the triggers are? What are they actually experiencing in their body? What could be driving their sensation of fatigue? Bad food? Yeah, that could be part of it.
Low mood.
Low mood is a huge, huge driver of it. When you look below the level and somebody says that they're fatigued, and you actually ask them what that driver is, a lot of times it's depression, right? They might not be diagnosed with the big D depression, but their mood isn't where they want it to be. And instead of saying that they're depressed, Instead of saying that they have the blues or that they're down in the dumps, they'll say, I'm just tired, right? A brain fog is another piece of it. We can measure that in a different way in our studies. We measure something called confusion. But people aren't going to say, I'm confused. They're not going to say they have mental fog. They're just going to say that they're tired. When people are under a lot of stress because of the bills or because of the traffic jams or because of the family issues, that kind of stuff, they're not going to describe that necessarily to you. They're just going to say that they're tired. And so when we were putting together Axio, we were trying to flip all these different switches because we know that people don't have the vigor that they want. And when that restores back into your body, it really is a life-changing kind of a development. And I know that because over the last 10 years, I've done a lot of vigor studies where we've manipulated different aspects of biochemistry. We might balance blood sugar. We might change somebody's sleep profiles. We might change their whole diet. We might give them a different phytonutrient or a TCM herb. How many people have heard my vacuum cleaner story before? Maybe a couple. Well, maybe nobody. So that's good. I'm going to tell you my vacuum cleaner story. In the kind of work that I would do in these vigor studies, we'd run programs for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and we'd do different interventions in people to get them from a burnout state back to a high vigor state. And we'd measure things every week. Every week we wanted to take their blood and their saliva and their urine. We would basically drain these poor people when they came into our group. So we had to give them something back. So every week we'd do a little lecture about some aspect of nutrition or lifestyle or something like that. And people would just kind of share how they were feeling. You know, at week two, this is what I'm experiencing. At week six, this is what I'm experiencing. And one night, we had a group like this, and one guy got up and said, well, man, my energy is back. I'm feeling really good. And that's one piece of vigor. And somebody else got up and said, yeah, my mental focus, the cloud is lifted and I'm there. I can really focus on things. That's one aspect of vigor. Somebody else talked about, you know, their mood was improved, that kind of thing. And a woman got up and she said, you know, I got the energy like that guy, and I got the mood like this person over here, and my brain is sharp now. But you could see that none of that kind of captured it for her. What she was experiencing was more than that, but she didn't have the word for it. She wasn't going to say vigor because it doesn't sound right, right? That was what our study was all about. And she just kind of gave up. She didn't have the word for it, so she went, I don't know, I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And everybody laughed, and she felt super embarrassed, and she kind of shrunk down and tried to disappear. And I had to single her out to say, that's exactly what we're going for. When vigor comes back into your body, because we've controlled oxidation or because we've changed your neurotransmitter balance or whatever, it's this very unique, like, motivation almost. It's a very actionable kind of energy. And we can do that by balancing the body. When you have that actionable energy, you want to get up and do something with it. And in her case, she had a very clean house, which is fantastic. But here, in this kind of a setting, I think it can be a bigger opportunity than that. If you can get someone to feel that way, they're going to want to go out there and do something with it. They're going to build a business. They're going to volunteer in their church or their community. They're going to be more physically and mentally present with their family. It's just going to be like a sort of a pay forward kind of a scenario. So when we're improving vigor in somebody, we can flip any of these switches, right? These are four of the big important ones. Oxidation, inflammation, glycation, and allostation is just a big word for stress hormones. But if you look at it a little bit differently, you look at it sort of more holistically, this is how we're developing our products at LifeVantage. We're developing them in three big buckets. Feel your best, look your best, and perform your best for a very specific reason. If you can get any of that in one person at one time, or gosh, if you could get all of that in the same person, you get that middle. It's no longer vigor. It's that motivation that I just talked about. It's this best version of yourself. You feel good. You look good. You want to go out and help somebody else. So it's very similar to, you know, Sean, if I can help you feel better, right? That's a win, right? You feel better. I feel better because I helped you feel better. Awesome. But if I can help you feel this much better, you're going to want to go and help somebody else feel better, and somebody else, and somebody else. And that's what this network marketing model is all about sharing that kind of stuff forward. And we know we can do that from a product basis. There we go. So I want to dig into the products a little bit and show you how we achieve that kind of stuff. Because that sounds a little grandiose, to be perfectly honest with you, right? That we can have this life-changing effect in people with weeds and seeds, right? That's what these products are. They're herbal extracts, right? How in the world can we have that kind of effect? And we can. It would sound ridiculous for me to stand up here and say that if we didn't have the data. And so that's why I want to show you the data. So when we talk about the data behind, I'm going to put this down for a second because I'm afraid I'm going to drop it. I'm a hand talker, right? It's dangerous that I'm standing here with a handheld microphone because I might just lose it. One of the problems we have with Protandim is people will pick that product up and they automatically think they know what it is. They, you know, oh, it's just an antioxidant. There's a zillion antioxidants on the market. This must be just the same. Or they'll turn it around and they'll look at the label of the ingredients and they'll say, oh, I know those five ingredients. You're nodding your head. You know where I'm going with this. I'm just going to go down to the Whole Foods and pick them up myself and mix up my own little concoction. But that doesn't do it. It makes my blood boil, actually, because it's so far off the mark of what we're doing. I have this little sign here that says, this is the future. This idea of activating your body's own protective mechanisms literally is the future, not just of nutrition, but where all of medicine is going. We're learning enough about a field called epigenetics, where you can actually turn on and turn off your expression of your genes, right? We all have a certain genetic profile. But it's not so much the genetic profile that determines our health and our vitality going forward. It's which of those genes are flipped on and flipped off. And we're discovering some of that now with these phytonutrients. This is what your internal system of protective enzymes looks like. And I'll leave it on the screen for a minute so you guys can copy it down real quick. But I put it up there to impress upon you that most people have no idea, even professionals in my field have any idea that this is built into every single cell in the body. Every single cell in our body has the ability to protect itself from this stressful world around us, right? Think about what we're doing right now. What are we doing right now? We're sitting here and we're breathing. And we're generating free radicals. We're generating those oxidizing chemicals that are bouncing around inside each one of our cells, damaging our cell membranes and damaging our mitochondria and damaging our genetic material. And if we didn't have this built into every cell, we wouldn't be here, right? The Earth is an oxygen-rich environment. We're surrounded by an environment of atmosphere that is designed to break our cells down. And if we didn't have this, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have survived as a species. So you can see some of these. You can see superoxide. I wish I had a. I don't know if we have a. Do we have a laser pointer? I don't know if we do. You know. Never mind. So all of these things are being produced by our bodies. If we're out in polluted air, we're getting more. If we're out in sunlight, we're getting more. If we're eating a poor diet, we're getting more. So your level of oxidative stress could be sort of average. Or it could be higher than average, and you need to sort of determine what level of protection you're going to bring into your body. So I look at something like that, and it just gets me to think, why don't we just flip this switch? Why don't we just turn this on in our cells if it's already built in? That would be a pretty good idea. But that isn't what people are doing right now. There are billions of dollars spent every single year on antioxidants, and they're not doing this. They're doing things like... Well, I'll get to the vitamin C kind of a story in just a second, but we know that if you do flip that switch, if you do activate the system on a regular basis, it's good for us. And it's good for us in every single cell in the body. There's a vast, vast scientific literature on NRF2 activation in general. And I'll explain what I mean by that in just a second. But if we can activate this pathway in the cells, protect our bodies, clean up some of the damage that's there, it's good for all of these studies. The circulation study Dr. Gordon talked about before shows how that's good for artery linings. Some of these other studies show how it's good for the brain cells or liver cells or lung cells or whatever. That's all good information. And there are thousands of studies now showing that if we can activate that NRF2 pathway, there's good benefits in all of these different tissues. There's an equally vast scientific literature showing, and all of these that I have up here are all specific to the Protandim blend uniquely activating that pathway, which I'll get into in just a little bit. But there's an equally vast scientific literature showing that what people are doing now and spending those billions of dollars on antioxidants is not only not protecting our cells, but is actually inducing damage. And this is something that we've known about for at least the last decade, at least the last 10 years. We've known that if you're supplementing with high-dose isolated vitamin E, it's increasing your risk for prostate cancer, not decreasing it. If you're supplementing with high doses of isolated beta-carotene, it's increasing your risk for lung cancer, not reducing it. If you're supplementing with high doses of other antioxidants, you're increasing your risk for skin cancer, not reducing it. If you're supplementing with certain multivitamin preparations, you're increasing your mortality risk, not reducing it, right? You guys know what mortality is, right? That's death. That's a pretty bad side effect to have. But this, that we've known about for 10 years, hasn't reached into the public domain. It hasn't, people in the general public aren't aware of this. In the kind of conferences that I go to, when I throw up a slide like this, everybody goes, well, of course, we've known about this for 10 years. But when I put this slide up in a public forum or talk about it on a radio show or something like that, a lot of times people are like, what? That can't be right. How is that? How can that be? I thought these were protecting me. Well, they're not protecting me? No, they're not protecting you. They're actually causing damage. So when this does flip and get into the public knowledge base, what people are going to say to themselves is, all right, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. What do I do? And then when we can get the story out about this NRF2, and it's already built into your system, it's already built into every cell, if you can just activate that more readily, more efficiently, you're going to protect your cell at a completely different level. And we know we can do it with through natural means, through phytonutrients, through those weeds and seeds that I joked about before. This is how we do it with Protandim, right? These are the key bioactives. Not the only bioactives, they're just representative of the curcumin in turmeric, and there are other bioactives in there as well. The EGCG, one of the catechins from the green tea extract. The silymarin from, you know, so all of these are key bioactives that are known NRF2 activators. So the person that I joked around about before who thinks they know Protandim and they say, oh yeah, I know turmeric, I know green tea, I know ashwagandha, I'll go down to the store and get those and mix them up for myself. Do you think if they do that, they're going to get any benefits at all? They're going to get some. Yeah, they will get some benefits. If they're doing none of those now and they go down and they start supplementing with turmeric, they're going to get a benefit that they weren't getting before. They're going to get some NRF2 activation. They'll get some production of their internal antioxidant enzymes, and that'll be a good thing. But they're not going to get, and if they go and they get all of them, they're going to get 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 5. They'll get a 5 additive benefit, and that'll be better than the 0 they were getting before. But what we have with Protandim and what is the subject of our patents that we have around the world is that the specific blend of these 5 doesn't give you a 5 additive. It gives you more like an 11 or an 18, or the number that I use is a 13 times synergy because of the unique blend of them. And that was the invention. That's what the U.S. Patent Office was able to grant us to protect this formula, that it works uniquely well in a way that would be considered unexpected. That's what the invention is all about. So I want to step you guys through this about how it works in the body. So this is a cell. Consider you have about a trillion of these in your body. And here's the NRF2 protein right here. That's the protein, that little red dot, that's the protein that's responsible for flipping that switch and getting your body to produce those protective antioxidant enzymes. But right now, it's inactive. It's kept in the cytoplasm, outside of the DNA. It doesn't get active until it goes into the nucleus where your genetic material is. It's kept out there by an anchoring protein called KEAP1. So you might think of that NRF2 KEAP1 complex as almost like a thermostat for cellular stress. And so when your cell is under some kind of stress, oxidative stress, inflammatory stress, etc., that complex will sense it and will do some things to produce those protective enzymes. And it looks like this. When we do it with Protandim, the Protandim ingredients dock on the outside of a cell surface receptor, causes a chemical reaction called a phosphorylation reaction, which is not important, but that reaction allows the Nrf2 to escape from that KEAP1 protein. The KEAP1 protein has a change in its shape that releases the Nrf2, and the Nrf2 can now, you can see that little P, that means it's phosphorylated. It travels down to a very specific part of your nucleus, attaches to your DNA on a section called the ARE, you see right there, the antioxidant response element, and that's the switch flipping. Now your cell is able to produce not only antioxidant enzymes that protect us from those free radicals, but a whole family of what we call stress response proteins or housekeeping proteins that clean up the damage that has maybe slipped through before you started taking Protandim. Does that make sense to everybody? There's kind of a dual effect going on there. There's a protection effect, which is fantastic. That's going to protect. If I started taking Protandim today, I'd be protected tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I'd be having less cellular damage. Awesome thing. But what about all the damage that's accumulated over the years, the 47 years that I've been on this planet, before I started taking those protective measures, right? That has resulted in an accumulation of cellular debris in my cell, and that cell is no longer as efficient as it was when I was 20, right? So Protandim's working on both sides of that, the cleanup piece and the protection piece. So that's great, right? Cartoon is nice and colorful and a little bit abstract, but it shows us how it works. I showed you some of the data we have in arteries and in isolated cells and in different model systems. But I'm a nutritionist, and what I really care about is what happens when a human being swallows that yellow tablet every day for a period of time, right? So that's what this study is all about. And this study is really the first sort of shot across the bow of the entire industry to say, hey, there's a better way of doing this. There's a fundamentally different, safer, more effective way of protecting ourselves throughout the entire body. And I want to step you through this. So people were supplemented for different time periods, 30 days to 120 days. And the reason for the difference in time course is because of the different things we're measuring. You have to go out to 120 days if you're measuring these enzymes in red blood cells, in erythrocytes, because they have a turnover period of about 30 to 60 days. So after 120 days, you're looking at an entirely fresh new blood supply that's been supplemented for that entire period of time. And what you see here is that after 120 days, you see a highly, highly significant increase in superoxide dismutase, one of the most potent antioxidants that's ever been measured, and our body's producing it, and a 54% increase in the production of catalase. Now, that's great. That tells us that we have more ability to protect ourselves from oxidative damage. Does that make sense to everybody? These protective antioxidant enzymes, these are approximately a million times more effective in quenching free radical damage than something like vitamin E or vitamin C, because they're enzymes. They have a sort of a catalytic effect where they can quench millions of free radicals every second, versus a vitamin C that could just get one and then couldn't get another one until it got regenerated. So it's a very, very different, much more efficient way of protecting us from that oxidative stress. But I'll guarantee you guys, at 120 days, not a single person in this study woke up and got out of bed and went, oh yeah, my catalase feels really good this morning, right? You can't feel that kind of thing. You can't feel those enzymes being protected. You can't even feel the accumulation of that cellular damage until you get to a point or something breaks, right? That's one of the challenges with oxidative stress, is that you don't always feel it right away because it's that accumulation of damage in whatever tissue. And so sometimes it takes time. But we can measure it. That was 120 days. We can measure a different marker, this time in plasma. And you saw this chart on the primetime video that you just watched. And I want to explain it in a little bit deeper detail. So in plasma, over the course of 30 days, we can measure something called T-bars. And T-bars is a way of measuring damage to your cell membranes throughout your entire body. And what we're looking at here is level of T-bars versus your age. And what do you automatically see with this? A higher level means more cellular damage throughout your body, specifically cell membrane damage. What do you immediately see with that? Increases with age, right? A 70 or an 80-year-old has a heck of a lot more cellular damage on average throughout their whole body than a 20 or 30-year-old. Why do you think that is? More stress, more oxidative stress for sure. That's exactly what we're measuring. Time frame, yeah. 80-year-olds have been around longer. They've been in the sun more. They've been taking more breaths. They've been exposed to more bad diet and you know, secondhand smoke and all that kind of stuff. So there's more opportunity for them to be damaged over time. There's something else going on too. A 70-year-old person or an 80-year-old person probably doesn't have the same efficiency of activating that NRF2 pathway as a 20-year-old does, right? As we age, that thermostat might start to get a little bit wonky, right? Where it doesn't sense the stress as readily, and maybe you need more stress before it turns on to protect you. So there's that aspect as well. So that on its own is good evidence for us, or at least good suggestion, that we want to activate that system every single day. We want to go in there with Protandim and manually turn on that thermostat, manually get that cleanup effect and that protection effect to improve that efficiency. And so when we do that, we get some great benefits. But before we do that, this study was done in around 2005. And at that time, 10 years ago, antioxidant supplements were all the rage. You would read all the time in USA Today, for goodness sakes. You'd read, you should be supplementing with E, and don't forget to take your C, and go out and get your beta carotene, and those kinds of things. And so people were doing it at a very, very high level, probably equivalent to what they're doing today. And when the people were asked, did they supplement with those kinds of things, E and C, and you draw an average line through the people who supplemented, what you find is that they weren't protected. They didn't have less oxidative damage. They had more, significantly more. So clearly, they're not, those kinds of solutions are not strong enough, as potent enough in a human body to have the effect that people think they're having. But when we supplement with Protandim, this is what we get. One tablet once a day for 30 days. And when you take away the before numbers, what you end up seeing is that biochemically, at a cellular level, you can't tell the difference between an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old anymore. You've completely removed that age-related increase. So that's a legitimate anti-aging effect, that those 80-year-old cells are now biochemically just like a 20-year-old cell. And so it led the authors of that paper to conclude this. This is the actual language out of the paper. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment, with an average overall reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% in 30 days is unheard of in the nutrition industry, right? That's a magnitude of effect that simply isn't seen anywhere else. So we've got a magnitude of effect here that's off the charts. We've got a rapid effect. We've got a novel effect that nobody else is doing. And we've got a natural effect, a very holistic effect that is just activating a system that's already in the cells. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And it gives us a really strong foundation to build into other product areas. You know, we had a discussion at lunch today about whether LifeVantage could just be a NRF2 company, just a Protandim company. And I think you could. That idea of changing the way we think about protecting the body, that in and of itself is a $1 billion company right there. But when you study biochemistry, if you've fixed the oxidative stress problem and you've balanced that in such a fundamentally effective, efficient way, you have a great foundation to build into these other areas. Feel your best is what that should say. Look your best. And perform your best, right? Those are all areas that consumers are looking for, right? That we'll refer to these as pull categories, right? Consumers are going out there and looking for things to make them feel better. They're looking for things to make them look better. They're looking for things that make them perform better. When's the last time, to the distributors in the room, somebody came to you and said, "Hey, do you have anything for NRF2?" No. right? That's something we all, once you know what it is, you realize that everybody needs it. But it's not something that the public knows about and knows they need to go ask for. Same thing with oxidative stress. Even though lots of people are buying antioxidants, you don't get people, you know, actively asking for you to help them balance their oxidative stress. But these kinds of things, we can do better because we've controlled the oxidative stress. So let me give you a quick example of that. Let's say we wanted to help somebody lose weight. We could balance their glucose, which was one of the big buckets that I had on one of my earlier slides. We could help them balance their cortisol levels. And those would be great things to help them with their appetite, with their belly fat storage, with their energy levels, etc. But if we haven't gone upstream biochemically and solved the oxidative stress piece and the inflammatory stress piece, if those are still out of balance, they're going to be flowing downstream, so to speak, and messing up all the good that we're doing with these other interventions. The fact that we're as far upstream biochemically as possible right now, that gives us a really, really good foundation to build into these other areas. And they're all coordinated. What you'll find is, we've built now three different distinct business opportunities here. A protect your cell kind of anti-aging opportunity with Protandem, a cosmetics beauty look your best with True Science, and part of the feel better category is what we've done with Axio, this multi-dimensional energy approach. Those appeal to different people, but they all have a commonality of addressing some aspect of imbalance in the body. Feel better, look better, perform better. So let me talk about the look better for just a couple of quick slides. How many people have tried our True Science products? What do you think of them? Yeah, if we compare them to any of the top products on the market, any of what you might call the prestige brands that are out there, you'll notice on the big categories of what people would be looking for a skincare system, we perform as well or better than any of those top shelf products. So I put this up there to let people know that it's not just, you know, it's not just a skincare regimen that we launched because we could launch it. We're playing with the big boys, right? We're as good or better than any of the best top shelf ones that are out there right now. If we look at what people are saying after they use the products, we're getting 7 to 8 to 9 out of 10 users after 1 month seeing something that they can notice in the mirror looking right back at them. And the reason that I love that is that I think will tell the Nrf2 story in a way that Protandem doesn't necessarily, right? If you can see that effect in 1 month on your face, imagine what it's doing to your arteries. Imagine what it's doing to your liver. Imagine what it's doing to the cells in your kidney, in your eyes, in your brain, and everywhere else throughout the entire body. That's a really powerful effect to be able to show it and have somebody see that on the top of their skin. When we look at the feel your best category, right, our first entrant into that category is Axio. How many people have tried Axio? What do you think of it? Pretty good. We think that we've hit the sweet spot in a lot of different ways. But remember what I told you about energy before. The sources of fatigue in the world are multifactorial. There's lots of things that are leading us to feel tired. And so when we developed Axio, we wanted to make sure that we addressed as many of those issues as we could. Because this, being tired, stressed, depressed, feeling off, is the number one reason someone will go to their primary healthcare practitioner and say, "Hey, I just feel off. I feel something's wrong." And they are off. Their biochemistry is off. And I have a lot of friends who are physicians who don't have anything in their toolbox to treat off. Right? They can't go over and say, "Well, I've got something for that. You know, take the anti-off pill." Right? There isn't anything for that. So they're in a tough situation because they want that patient or client to feel better. They want to get them out of that quagmire. And when you go, if your mood is the thing that is having you feel off, you might get one of these things. If you're off is that you can't relax and you're restless and you can't calm down and go to sleep, you might get one of these. These are all multi-billion dollar drugs in and of themselves, right? So clearly there's lots of people who don't feel the way they want to feel. If your brain fog is causing you to be off, you might get one of these drugs that help you focus and help you concentrate. And if you're just sort of generally fatigued, you might self-medicate with one of these guys, right? If you add all that up and consider that to be the energy category because of the mood piece and the focus piece and the restlessness piece and the stress piece, that's $100 billion. That's a massive, massive category for us to go after. How many people would want to have a slice of that in their business? Right? Yeah, I think a lot of us would. And that's what we try to do with Axio. Axio is a product that I've been working on in various forms for years and years and years. And it comes from a concept out of sport nutrition that we call brain ergogenics, which basically gets you to flip all of those different switches so that you can perform better, right? So we call Axio an energy drink, but it just as easily could be called a performance drink. It's something that we have been doing with elite athletes for a long time, and we figured, why don't we take that out of the athlete world and apply it to a mainstream audience, and we're getting absolutely phenomenal feedback. We take a very similar matrix kind of an approach to what we're already doing with Protandem, different kinds of bioactives that synergize with each other to give an overall better effect than any of them on their own. So we've got ingredients in here that flip that mood switch, that flip that focus switch, that flip that stress resilience switch, and we've got two different flavors of it. So I want to share with you just a couple of pieces of data. We did a 400 subject study just before we launched the product, where we had 200 people take the Volt, the green one, the Huckleberry Green Grape, and 200 people take the red one, the red raspberry, the charged product. And on these slides, we're looking at how fast does somebody sense the energy and how long does it last, what the duration of that effect is. And what you see is that a very, very high percentage of people feel that onset of energy within the first 15 to 30 minutes, right? So it's coming on quickly, which is great. People want to, when they're fatigued, they want to get out of that fatigue state as quickly as possible. But then when we look at the duration, how long is that lasting? It's lasting out for the majority of people 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, and still a significant amount of people are sensing that at 4 or more hours. So we're getting a fast onset of action, a fast effect, and a long duration of activity. So that's a pretty good place to be. But we also wanted to make sure that we hadn't gone overboard with the energy and started inducing some of the problems that come with traditional energy drinks, like tension and irritability and jitters and things like that. So we also asked, were you getting an energy boost? Clearly, yes. Were you getting jitters? Clearly, no. So we were right in that sweet spot range of being able to give fast energy in minutes, sustained energy over hours, and then not slipping over and tipping into that jittery tension kind of a thing. We have a very nice mental focus benefit, which we're hearing amazing stories about that I don't have time to get into. And really importantly, we wanted to make sure that we were getting that degree of motivation, right? The vacuuming more kind of a thing. And so we asked people, did they feel like they were able to accomplish more while they were taking Axio versus not? This is an effect that doesn't come in minutes, right? You're not going to drink Axio and then just go, oh, I got to get the vacuum out, you know? It's not that kind of an effect. But you'll feel more energetic. You'll feel more mentally clarity. Those things will come quickly. These kind of mood benefits and motivation benefits come a little bit later. These data are collected over 7 days. So we had people take Axio every single day for 7 days. So we're getting minutes, we're getting hours, and we're getting days. And it lends itself to, that is an energy category that doesn't exist right now, right? We're creating something completely, completely new. We also have these data. Would you recommend it and would you purchase it? And that was important for me because I used to work for a very large multinational food company. And when we did trials like this with a new product, if we could get that recommend, would you recommend it to a friend or would you purchase it yourself? If we could get that number above 40%, we knew that was going to be a globally successful product and we needed to launch it on the fast track. And what we're seeing here is clearly much higher than that, in the mid-50, almost 60%. Range. So we feel like we've really hit the sweet spot with where Axio is right now. I'm not going to go through all of these, but we also asked people open-ended, what else were you feeling? And people in their own words are clearly telling us that they were in that right zone. We're giving them energy that feels natural. We're giving them energy that they feel quickly and last long. We're giving them mental energy and physical energy. We're hitting all of those points that we wanted to. And I want to tease you just a little bit, and then I'm going to wrap it up. The perform better category. This is something that we don't have right now. Even though Axio kind of bleeds over from feel your best into perform your best in some ways. When I say perform your best, what do you guys automatically think? Working out, athletes, exercise. Yeah, that's one aspect of performance. But I think that performance is bigger than that, right? These guys are joking because they think it's a Viagra kind of a pill. Actually, it does improve blood flow, I will say that. But when I think about performance, I think that performance should be a bigger opportunity, right? Not just athletes. It should be, as I said before, you want to perform your best when you're with your family and friends. You want to perform your best in your job. You want to perform your best with your hobby. You want to have the highest level of performance doing whatever it is you like to do. And so we want to take that and make it a bigger opportunity for people. We also want to perform better in our metabolism. So when I think about metabolic performance, that impinges on exercise and fitness, but it also impinges on weight loss. It impinges on weight loss because if we're out of balance and our bodies are not performing as well as they can, we very often get into a state that we refer to as catabolic, where our bodies break down faster than they're able to repair themselves. And if there's one thing the body should do very well, it's repair any damage that we sustain. Here you see two different scenarios: neurons, brain cells, a normal stress imbalance situation and a high stress out of balance situation. And what you can see is clearly this one on the right hand side just looks sick. It's physically degraded, it's broken down, and it can't get over that hump and rebuild itself because it's out of balance. This is a lack of performance. This is a poorly performing tissue. And if we could improve that performance, brain function would come back. In this one, you have good mental clarity, you have good problem solving, you have good creativity, that kind of thing. But that, when you're out of balance, when you have poor metabolic performance in your body, the breakdown is happening not just in nerves, it's happening in muscles, and it's happening in skin, and it's happening in arteries, and it's happening in bone. It's happening in every single tissue in the body except one, this tissue. This tissue becomes anabolic and builds up faster, grows faster. This is abdominal fat when you're out of metabolic performance, when you're out of balance. And so normal stress, high stress situation, once that visceral fat gets there because of your biochemical imbalance, too much oxidation, too much inflammation, too much cortisol, it's really, really hard to get rid of unless you are able to go in there and reestablish that biochemical balance. It even becomes almost like a tumor where that tissue now creates its own free radicals that leak out into the bloodstream and go and oxidize your big toe or something else that's peripheral to that tissue. It creates its own inflammatory chemicals. It creates its own unbalancing compounds that wreak havoc in the rest of the body. So we can get rid of that in a way that is, by changing your metabolic performance, we can get an effect on that that is different from any effect that's out there in the industry right now. So that's a product that we have coming soon. So last couple of slides, I want to just impress upon you guys that all this stuff that I just said, all this mumbo jumbo and gobbledygook about Nrf2 and oxidation and free radicals and enzymes and stuff like that, this business isn't about you guys trying to repeat that kind of stuff to your friends. Have you ever tried to do that? You know, you get excited and you go out and you're like, Nrf2 and catalase and blah, blah, blah. And people are kind of like, weirdo, and they go that way. I totally get that. So we have a very robust research and development department at LifeVantage that does that job for you. So we have all of these studies either completed or underway to give you guys ammunition. Not that you have to become the scientist and then become a Nrf2 nerd and go out there and start talking about this kind of stuff, but what if you could just press play on this kind of stuff and let me tell the story, or let Natalie Chevreau, Dr. Chevreau, tell the story about the skincare, or let Rachel Jones, who's a dietitian and is working on our weight management platform, let her tell the story about metabolic performance. That's the kind of stuff that we're working on. So we do these studies around the world to support these products, which I started off by saying, if we didn't have the data, this would be completely outlandish what we're talking about. that you can protect your body, and your body makes these things, and it works in every single cell in the body, and it's as quick as possible, and you know, all that kind of stuff. That's why we collect the data. That's why we do radio shows around the country. When I'm in Minneapolis over the next couple of days, I'll do a couple of TV shows there to talk about Axio and talk about Nerf 2 and that kind of stuff to give you guys ammunition to tell this story in different ways. Not a single one of these radio shows had ever heard of Nerf 2 before, back in March when I did the shows. And so these are all available to you guys on the LifeVantage website right now. You can listen to them. You can download them. You can send the link to your colleagues and your prospects, and have somebody else tell the story. How many people have seen the LifeVantage Lab videos that we're producing? Thank you. Send in your topics to us. If there's something you want us to cover, we're going to be doing these on a regular basis to give you a little video where you can just press play and get that third-party validation with your people. And then we have these brochures too. The Deadly Antioxidants brochure is a third-party brochure that talks about all of our 20 Protandem studies in language that's not overly scientific, to let the average person get a feel for how important this protective mechanism is. The New Energy talks about that whole concept of multidimensional energy versus what the industry is now, this one-dimensional kind of an energy product. And then here, some of the places that you can contact me. I try to make myself as available as possible so that I can help you guys in your business. So it's not just me, it's the whole R&D team. We can be contacted at productquestions@lifevantage.com. I post things on my blog at my name, seantalbot.com. That's where this audio file is going to go, along with these slides. I blog a lot at ShareCare, which is one of the Dr. Oz website properties, and then you can follow me on the standard social media stuff. So I'm going to end with this, which is, you know, I think we've got a really strong set of products right now. Three distinct business opportunities that ought to resonate with virtually everybody out there. You know, it's not all of them are going to resonate with everybody, but energy is going to resonate with somebody. Beauty is going to resonate with somebody. Protect your body is going to resonate with somebody. So we can cover a lot of people right now. We have other categories that are coming. But if we can get people in these three, feel your best, look your best, perform your best, it gets back to that best future version of yourself that I talked about before. And like, this is why I get out of bed every morning, because I can go to the scientific conferences. I was at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine conference last week in San Diego, and I gave a presentation about vigor and about mood state and about biochemistry driving behavior and all that kind of stuff. And it was very well received among my scientific and medical colleagues, you know. In fact, that presentation was selected as the best scientific presentation that week, which was good. They gave me a nice little plaque, and that's all wonderful, right? But thanks. But the point of that is, I go to a conference like that, and I talk to this many people in that room, and they go, well, yes, very interesting data, Dr. Talbot, very interesting, right? Here's a plaque, right? And I go, I hang it on my wall in my office. That's it. That's as far as it goes, right? I just educated 200 doctors. Awesome. But when I come to a meeting like this, and we can talk more in these terms, and we can use that data to go out there and change a life, you guys are now going to go talk to two or three people on your own, and those are people I don't know. Those are people I'll never meet in my entire life. So this is a much more important forum for us to be discussing this kind of stuff, because we can literally, if we can do that, help somebody become their best future self and do it a million times around the world, we're going to change the world. That's a pretty cool thing to do, and that's why I'm here. I hope that's why you're here. Okay? Thanks a lot, you guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks, man. Fantastic. Appreciate it.